Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and let's get into this episode.
This episode is going to be The Grand Old Opry. Original air date is June 17th, 1944, and the title is Down in Union Country. That is the first song that's played. Let's get into it, and I hope you enjoy.
In place of the National Bond Dance, usually heard at this time, it's intended especially for the men and women in the armed forces of the United Nations, and rebroadcast from the stage of the Grand Ole Opry House in Nashville, Tennessee, your Grand Ole Opry.
All drawn in, be circle around, big foot up, little foot down. Keep that lady with a smile and swing around the long, long while. Third stage, bird hop out, off the wind, hold your hopes on in. All around the old grapevine, you swing your now, swing mine. Chase rabbit, chase squirrel, save that pretty girl around the world. No time, no time. At the barn, wrapping his mouth, grab your gal and head her south. All around the old grapevine, swing your knob, swing mine. Swing all, swing power, swing the gal from Arkansas. Swing south, swing soon, swing gal with an undown view. All drawn hands and promenade. Old maid's lemonade. Swing her high, swing her old. Turn her loose and home you go.
Folks on this program are raised out here in the hills of Tennessee. So it's second nature for them to play their guitars and sing. If you'd like a sample of some real southern music, just listen to the Smoky Mountain boys and girls play and sing down in Union County. And to me, Union County friends mean home. Here's a song we hope that you'll enjoy, the title, Things That Might Have Been. When the sun has gone, hard and weary, round my heart an empty loneliness creeps in, and I die a million miles over the morning sunrise. When I think of all the things that might have been, perhaps there might have been a garden filled with flowers, where sweet nature and the world are all akin. Welcome to tenderness and with you are always filling the air. Baby, with an angel smile and chubby fingertips, and with chubby little toes that always wiggle with me, darling, darling, all the things that might have been. Maybe, darling, it's for this that we are parted, round my heart and earn his proud peace within. That you'll always find your happiness wherever you go. I'll find comfort in the things that might have been. Thank you, friend. Thank you, Lord. And now through the fog that hangs around the Smoky Mountains, singing about it at the top of her voice, comes the gossip of Grinder Smith, Cousin Minnie Pearl.
I'm just start trying to sweep this here past me. And I tell you right now, I'm right in there with them. I represented the GYLEC and FNA. That means the grinder, sweet young ladies, embroidery, crochet, and fancy needlework association. They wanted me to wear all them club letters on my back, but I said if I wore all them letters, I'd be too tired to run. Well, so they gave points for everything. Points for the running race, and the jumping race, and the tater race, and all them races. I'd stay behind till the cross country race, and going through the woods back a limb battlefield place, I run full tilt into a porcupine. When I got up again, I was way ahead with 439 points. Woo! Believe me, I was just stuck up over that. I might have won the mile run, but just as we was lining up, brother standing over there, and he hollered at me that I had a run in my stocking. So, that's what I done. I run in my stocking. When I found out what brother meant, I wasn't sore, but my feet were. Woo! Sweet, they had some awful nice prizes. They had a running cup for the best one at running, and a jumping cup for the best one at jumping, and a hurdle cup for the best one at hurdling, but I wanted the loving cup. That's what I wanted more than anything. Last race they had, it was so silly. They had some of the girls up like grinders in awful bones. Oh, I'm glad I tell you. They had them all lined up for the behind Jeff Cleese. He's supposed to be the handsomest fella in town, and they give him a head start, and then the girls set out to run after him, and the first one to touch him, she was gonna get a great big hug and sit. Oh, it is so disgusting to see all them winning. Just make an idiot of themselves over a man. They all know that I'd have got there first anyway. I'm sorry, now. I'll be back next Saturday, bye now. Bye, we'll be looking for you.
Alvin's got a worry. Alvin's got a care. Alvin's got a thing to call my own. Though I'm out of money, I'm a millionaire. I still have my home in San Antonio. When I greet my neighbor with a how you all, I'm wealthy as a king upon a throne. You can have your mansion or a cottage small. I'll just take my home in San Antonio. Traveled over the country on my merry way. Been in crowds and felt I was alone. When I feel like bragging, I just up and say, I'm a native son of San Antonio. There's a sweet somebody by the Alamo. Someday she's going to be my very own. And we'll build a hot chair in a year or so. For our little home in San Antonio.
Big Chief Jimmy Riddle tells us of an Indian lady called Red Wing. I'm
kid knows what to look for when the circus comes down. Lions and tigers, elephants, pink lemonade, and clowns. Which brings us to that one ring circus, the Duke of Paducah.
To the circus all day. Get away from me. I had just more fun today buying balloons. That's the grindest balloon I ever saw. Been buying balloons and drinking pink lemonade and eating peanuts. Have some peanuts, boys, will you? There's peanuts for everybody there. Have some out there. Oh, I bet I ate 47 bags of peanuts today. That one balloon, that's the grindest balloon I ever saw. I bet I ate 47 bags of these peanuts today. Well, I know I have that many because I have 17 bags before I found out you're supposed to take them hulls off of them, you know? You know, when the circus hits down this morning, have you seen us over there, boys? When the circus hits down this morning, I'm telling you, I got down there bright and early to see them unload them animals, you know? And they unloaded the monkeys. One monkey pointed to me, and he yelled to the other monkeys, "Hey, fellas, that's how we'll look 2,000 years from now, and 19 monkeys say it." That fell hot joke was popping them balloons, all right? I won't throw them balloons out there, boys. I don't want to. But, you know, now I don't look so bad as that monkey said I did because when I walked out here on that stage, that lady, she liked me. She looked up at me and says, "Ain't he cute? I wish he was mine." You know, that wasn't the very big circus. Half the peanuts, boys. That wasn't the very big circus. It kind of reminded me of a boarding house bathtub on Saturday night. You know, three rings. I better tell that one over there. You know, me and my wife went in. I'll tell them over when they don't laugh. Me and my wife went in the animal tent, you know, to see the animals in there. And we were standing right by the lion's cage, and boy, that lion let out a roar, and we both jumped. And then my wife let out a roar, and that lion jumped. They had some big elephants in there, though. They sure did. You know what an elephant is, don't you? That's a great big gray animal with the same profile on either end. I'll never forget when I was a boy, I carried water for an elephant once. I'll never forget that first bucket of water I carried. I carried that water and I was standing there alongside of him and I just waited till the trainer come along and I said, "Hey, mister, here's the water for the elephant. Which end do I deliver it at?" You know, my wife's drinking brother Willie went to the circus with us. Yeah, he was there and we missed him and the next thing you know, he was up on the flying trapeze. And oh boy, did that look dangerous. Boy, that trapeze was flying high, and Willie was flying blind. He fell off of that, but he didn't stay long. He lit right on the slack wire. He didn't stay on that long either, but that wire was too slack, and Willie was too tight. You know, though, there's a lot of social life in the sideshow on the circus. There's Mr. 5x5 on this show. He was married to Mrs. 6x6. They were raising a lot of little 2x4s one by one. Why, we hadn't been at that show 2 minutes till all them freaks come out of the sideshow. See my wife. Oh, that's the fattest woman ever I've seen. I tell you though, there was one man in that show that could reach his arm all the way around her waist. Yeah, it was the India Rubber Man. But brother, he had a circuit point to do it. Oh, and you know, since the manpower shortage and the gasoline shortage and rubber, they're using all kinds of same animals to transport the circus. And when it was loading up, I went up to the boss canvas man. I said, "Mister, are you all using any jackasses?" He said, "Brother, we sure are. Let's see your social security card." There was lots of fights, but the greatest freak to see was the fella that says, "I'm going back to the wagon, boys. These shoes are killing me." Rachel and the great big bass, old brother Otto singing "Beautiful Brown Eyes." "Really, my darling, I love you. Love you with all my heart. Tomorrow we will have been married. But drinking has kept us apart. Beautiful, beautiful bride. Beautiful, beautiful bride. Beautiful, beautiful bride. I'll never love you right again. Live alone.
wish I was single again. A woman never knows of her trouble. I tell you, she's married a man I'm playing.
God the Father, God the Son,
with the hearty joy of clouded. Weary pilgrim, welcome home.
Blessed stranger, now we're guided. Here we reach the blessed shore, where the angels wait before us in the grave forevermore.
Everybody on the floor, swing around. Take your corner, lay your hand, and swing around, keep looking grand. Turn it loose and swing your own, round and round and stay at home. First, couple off and pick up two and learn to do that you try to do. Swing on the elbow swing, don't turn loose, you'll break your wing. Dance around and keep in time, music on that pumping line. She's a lady, you're the chance, you're not worth a doggone thing. Hurry up, turn your way behind, a little place, so keep in time. Lay down, ladies, get so low, lay down, get the gin also. Couple of four and all the way around, feet put up in the little one down. Get in the barn and let me now, grab your gal and get her down. All around the old way, fine, you swing your job, swing mine. Go, speed, go, and a little more go. Swing your fun and away you go. Kicking in the bread pan, kicking up dough. Ready when you don't pop, no time, no.
The Grand Ole Opry was rebroadcast especially for you men and women in the armed forces of the United Nations.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to otrwesterns.com/Facebook. Subscribe to our YouTube channel by going to otrwesterns.com/YouTube. And send us an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. You can call and leave us a voicemail, 707-986-8739. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.